Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I welcome to our setup here at the Manchester Grand Hyatt, the new manager of the Padres. Still new, although not quite as new as the first time we talked to you, like a day later. Your head might have still been spinning a little bit at that point. Jace Tingler is here. Skip, good to see you in person.
Very, very good to be here.
And you look more
nice
comfortable.
You know what? I feel better. Starting to get used to kind of the city, being around a little bit, and obviously a lot of travel the last couple of weeks. But it's a blessing having the winter meetings like right here, and you know, just to be able to sneak over to the ballpark, whether it's, you know, go to the gym this morning and then walk a couple blocks and be here for meetings. So it's a pretty good setup.
Give us a little bit of that those last couple of weeks that you know, I'm sure reaching out to players. Obviously, there's been personnel moves, meeting with AJ, setting a new coaching staff. What's been going on in your world?
Well, you know, it started from, you know, getting a job, and that was the night of the Escogido game. That was the third inning, like I found out. You know, you get like 2 minutes, and, you know, you try to process everything that's going on, then you got to go back and manage. And so we got done with the game, and next thing you know, you're on a 6 a.m. flight. You go from Santo Domingo, Miami, to Phoenix, Phoenix to San Diego. I literally landed at the airport at 6 o'clock, grabbed my bag at 6:30, I was at the Omni at 7, and then how quick things go, I was at a dinner at 7:30 starting staff interviews. So it's kind of felt, you know, the past, whatever it's been, right, like 5-6 weeks, it's been good. But flying in, going to see players, getting to meet them kind of on their turf, getting to talk to them like face to face. Obviously, can't do, you know, 40 guys, but doing the best we can at chipping away and connecting with guys.
And how's that gone so far, Jace? I mean, sitting down and I'm assuming you talked to Manny and Haas and, you know, the guys that are the cornerstones of this franchise right now. How's that been?
Like everybody I've met, you know, so far, the guys have been awesome. They're talking about winning. They're talking about, you know, what it takes. And, you know, I think like that's an easy place to find like common ground, right? And, you know, it's pretty consistent with, you know, whether you're talking to AJ in the front office or you're talking to ownership, or, you know, if I'm walking the streets and, you know, some of the fans kind of stop me, it's like, those are things that seem to radiate out of like this city and the team, and certainly like the players we've connected with.
How about the personnel moves that have happened the past couple of weeks? What's that been like for you now as the perspective of a major league manager working with AJ Preller, bringing in guys like Zach Davies, Trent Grisham, Tommy Pham, Yerkson Profar?
I mean, the process has gone through
a lot of work the last few weeks.
Yeah, it seems like the last few weeks, AJ and his crew and have done like a fantastic job of kind of acquiring some of the guys that we've been like talking about. And so, hey, I don't think it's a secret. You know, there's areas that we're looking to improve in, and you kind of look at, you know, at least from the position player side, whether it's Pham, whether it's Grisham, whether it's Profar, et cetera. And, you know, we're looking to be a little bit more competitive in the box, looking for guys that maybe grind out at bats a little bit more, maybe, you know, show discipline at the plate, can lay off tough pitches. And, you know, the reality is, I think, like, hitting in today's game, it's probably tougher than it's ever been just due to velocity, due to the way guys are tunneling balls. And so if we can extend that lineup a little bit more, and we know that some of the guys that have been here, we're going to be looking to just take baby steps of improvement, like, in those areas. We think we can do that, and, you know, we think we're going to have a fighting shot.
We're talking to Padres' new manager, Jace Tingler, here on Ben and Woods this morning. And Skip, you know, Yerkson Profar is a name I've been hearing for a long time. He was at one time the number one prospect in baseball. Had a really good season a couple of years ago. A little bit of a down year last year. It happens. It happens to some of the best of them of all time. You know him. You've worked with him in the past. What can Padre fans expect from this kid?
Well, A, he's ultra competitive. I think the easy thing to kind of look at is just watch his at-bats day in, like day out. And he has a lot of those traits that we just talked about. He will work a walk. You know, at times he'll get out of the zone. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
But for the most part, he's ultra competitive. Ever since I've known him at 14 and a half, 15 years old.
Wow.
You know, he was coming over from Curacao when I was down in the Dominican, you know, managing. He's always competitive, and it didn't matter if he was hitting velocity, if he was hitting like a thumber, somebody like soft tossing. He had a lot of versatility in his game. So, you know, the big question is going to be, where's his arm at? Obviously, his history or his career path up to this point's been a little bit derailed with, you know, some arm injuries, some things that, you know, probably he didn't expect. Certainly, you know, when I was over at Texas, we didn't expect. But touching base with him, he's down at Tampa. He's throwing. He's working on it. He's a guy that's like aware of the things he needs to work on, and he's going to go out and work.
And he's doing it right now. He's putting in the work. Yeah, the case of the yips that he got last year was, you know, you hate to see it. It's heartbreaking to watch. And if some of that was due to injury and he can correct that and get better, he's a kid I've always liked, and I think a lot of people have, and I think everybody was pretty excited to get him here.
Yeah, and, you know, what was the throwing issue, right? And that's the million-dollar question. And, you know, just connecting with him, look, he's had surgeries yep. on those shoulders, and, you know, as he kind of explained, you know, it started with a lack of range of motion. He was restricted, you know, in the shoulder. And then, you know, as you're restricted, that goes to your head a little bit. And so you're trying to find the release point. So, you know, we're hoping with our trainers, Rogo and the crew that we have here, can we get a little bit more range of motion, a little bit more flexibility, some strength to both the front, the back of the shoulder. And, you know, we'll see where we go.
Jace, I'm curious as to your impressions of what you think Tommy Pham is going to bring to your lineup. Out in the field every single day, just what you know from him on reputation, on film, and the fact that he was a guy who struggled in the minor leagues for many years before figuring it out, and is kind of coming to this stardom at a later stage in his career.
Yeah, I think the first thing, like, and I used to see him over there with St. Louis, and then obviously you've seen the last couple of years in Tampa, and then now coming over here, right? He's a to me, he's a self-made guy. He's a guy that, as I look at players in the league, the ones that I'm intrigued, the ones that I'm drawn to, they seem to get better each and every year. And then being down in Escogido, he played in Escogido. So the general manager and certainly Moises, they've got some experience with him. So getting to talk to some of the coaches, the people that know him, ultra competitive, wants to win, plays with an edge. And, hey, you know, like if he continues to improve, those are exactly the type of guys we're looking to have here in the Padres.
Yeah, he's a stud. He's one of those guys, I'm sure, you know, as you're kind of figuring your way around some of the players. And, hey, this is probably a guy I'm going to need to put my arm around a little bit. Tommy seems the kind of guy to just be like, hey, you're in the lineup, you're in the two hole. And that's it. That's all you got to say to Tommy Pham. And he's going to be prepared. You're not going to have to ride him. And Tommy, did you get your BP in or anything like that? Tommy's going to be ready to go on a daily basis. But, you know, I got to ask you this. So with all these moves that have been made, obviously we get excited when moves are made. I mean, it's like, ooh, we got him. And now he's going to be at the back end of our bullpen, like a Drew Pomeranz, who's discovered this, you know, ridiculous heat and kind of found his niche. And that's good for you. How many lineups have you made in your head? How many situations have you done already and said, okay, yeah, go to him here and him there? I mean, I know it's still some to play out, but have you gone through kind of what it looks like as opposed to what it looked like the day you got hired?
Yeah, you certainly go through.
Have you put it on paper yet?
Yeah, no, it's been on the board. And then, like, I step back and I realize, like, I know A.J. Preller, and my guess, he's not done.
Yeah,
so I may just be wasting my time, right now.
We did it on the air, but we needed a segment to fill. So, of course, we did it on the air.
We did righties, lefties, who are going to face today. Oh, well, it's different this week.
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, but you're doing this constantly.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing is now that the lineup and, you know, certainly the pitching, you're starting to build, like, more depth, and you're starting to put quality, you know, just more winning players to the lineup or on the mound. And that's what's exciting, because at the end of the day, we're not going to be able to do it with one guy. We're not going to be able to do it with two. And you look up at just a regular season, it's not 25 guys. The number that has to contribute, it's probably closer to, 55.
No doubt.
And, sometimes it's up to 62, whatever it is. So just the more depth that we're able to get, the better.
Speaking of AJ not being done, and we're chatting with Padres manager Jace Tingler here on Ben and Woods. Obviously, there's a lot that sometimes goes on this week. You want to play your cards close to the vest, I understand. But what are some of the things the Padres are still looking at here this week in particular?
We're always looking for impact players. It's no different than what we just talked about earlier. We're looking for versatile position players that can control the zone, can get on base, can run the bases, can defend. And then, can you ever have enough arms? We're looking for guys that can attack the zone, that can create swing and miss, that can create soft contact when needed. So we're looking for just championship level players
that are competitive in the box.
Most definitely.
Now, yeah. Savage is in the box, is already taken.
That's taken.
If you want to come up with something that goes on a T-shirt, we know someone who makes T-shirts.
Yes, we do.
We can get it on any T-shirt you want.
We talked about this last week, Jace. Ben was out, but we talked about that they had kind of finalized your coaching roster, and there's a big group. I mean, there's a big group of people, and I wonder for you what's that feel like to know? I mean, I don't know how it's going to work. I'm not going to be inside that room. I wish I was, but I'm not. Does everything just kind of – you guys get in a room? Are you going to talk about moves? Are you going to talk about rosters and lineups and things like that? Or does ultimately everything kind of stop with you? How is it going to work, do you think?
No, we're going to be a team. We're going to be working together. And just to speak briefly on the size of the group, you just notice it's not just here, but all the areas, whether it's coaching, whether it's analytics, whether it's strength coaches, whether it's trainer, it's just the mental skills coach. The game of baseball and the staff, it's a growing department. And so for us to be fully equipped and be able to handle a lot of the information that's coming in, information's coming in from all across the board. And it's part of the coaching staff to take, 25 pieces of information, be able to translate it down to a player. What's kind of meat and potatoes? What's the one and two thing that we want to get across to a player that can ultimately help their game? So I think like that's where the size of the group comes in. As far as, how we're going to run it, we've got a ton of experience around myself, and the goal is to draw on that experience. The goal is for me to process information quickly, and I want to hear it from all across the board.
So when you kick dirt on Joe West's shoes for the first time, get a heave-ho, probably first week or two. So who then takes over for you? Is it the bench coach, Bobby Dickerson, or the associate manager, Skip Schumacher?
Yeah. It'll be Skip, and then he'll go out and kick dirt, and then it'll go to Bobby.
You know Skip
Skip's not going to last very long.
Yeah, Skip. Yeah. Skip won't last. Because what's going to happen? It's actually a really smart move by the Padres. They're going to be going out in tandem. Jace is gone, Skip's right behind him. He's gone. Just throw both guys out together, and then Bobby Dickerson is going to get the last few innings, I'm sure.
If Bobby's our last man standing, we better have a longer line of defense.
Well, Jace, I know you guys get a lot of work. We really appreciate you coming by, spending a few minutes with us. Good luck. I know spring training will be out there. Looking forward to it. Yep. It's still going to be here faster than you. You realize
you're so ready, aren't you? You're so tired of these meetings. You're so ready to go.
I really am. I've never been so excited just to get on the field and get to the baseball part. Oh, we've been locked in rooms doing meetings and just so ready. And I think I think that's expressed from the players as well.
No doubt. Thank
you guys for having me.
Thank you so much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.